The other big story of the day continues to be Iraq, where a Sunni insurgency is threatening to break up the country. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Iraq again today, this time urging Kurdish leaders in northern Iraq to continue to support a united country. The response? Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani told Kerry that there's now a new reality and a new Iraq. Global Post reporter Susanna George is in Erbil in northern Iraq, and she says the Kurdish region is key to Iraq's future.
The Kurds are a really important piece in this puzzle for Iraq, for the U.S. and other Western powers. The U.S. is worried that if the Kurds break away and declare independence, it will be next to impossible to keep the rest of Iraq together.
Yeah, I mean, the president of Kurdistan, Masoud Barzani, told Kerry that trying to push for a multi-sectarian government that would rule all Iraqis with equality, it's a huge challenge. And he's also talking much more openly about a bid for Kurdish independence, Barzani is. So how much is he essentially telling Kerry that a pluralistic Iraq is impossible and Kerry ought to figure out a plan B?
Yeah, it is looking increasingly possible that the Kurds may break away and declare independence. Ever since Kurdish security forces moved in and took Kirkuk almost 2 weeks ago, this long dream of Kurdish independence finally looks like it might be a reality. For the Kurds, there's almost no positive for staying with Baghdad at this time, besides an idea of national unity, which I don't think a lot of Kurds have.
Mm. You know, we were also talking earlier here in the newsroom about the body language between Kerry and Barzani and the body language the day before with Kerry and Prime Minister Maliki. I mean, Maliki and Kerry kind of seemed stiff and formal. It was much more chummy, it seemed, between Kerry and Barzani. I don't know if you noticed that, but I'm just wondering what you think that suggests, Susanna.
Well, the Kurds have been longtime friends of the United States. There's a lot more positive feeling towards the United States up here in Erbil rather than in Baghdad, which has become closer and closer to Iran ever since U.S. troops pulled out of Iraq.
How is the United States kind of treating Kurdistan, and what's been the relationship in the past few years?
Well, I know that a lot of Kurds feel like they receive lots of promises from the United States and from the West in general, and that every time they kind of get a little bit closer to declaring independence, they lose a lot of the Western and international support. And that is something that we're kind of seeing maybe happening here yet again.
Susanna, you've mentioned Iran. How does Iran fit into all this? I mean, wouldn't they want the Shia government in Baghdad that they support to have, you know, it's Iraqi territory intact? I mean, that would provide Maliki with stability. Iran can rest easy, but less easy if Kurdistan goes its own way, right?
Mm-hmm. Iran is hugely influential in Iraq. A common saying is that the United States may have won the war, but Iran won the peace in Iraq. Iran's a big backer of Maliki. They're very close. We saw top Iranian military advisors in Baghdad, you know, days after this crisis broke out. And then over the weekend, we heard Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, Iran's top leader, speak out against U.S. intervention. He's accusing the U.S. of trying to reoccupy Iraq.
Where do you see things going from here, Susanna?
It's very hard to tell. We're continuing to see these al-Qaeda-inspired militants gaining ground. But as this group is gaining ground and gaining its foothold across the country, it's becoming harder and harder to imagine how Iraq could possibly stay a single unified country after all of this.
Susanna George with Global Post in Erbil in northern Iraq. We'll leave it there. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.